U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan held a town hall meeting in Anchorage on Saturday, one of only a few he's held on the road system since the election of President Donald Trump. Hundreds packed into Bartlett High School auditorium, and as Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports, they were frequently vocal.
This was not the kind of crowd Sullivan is used to.
Okay, I can't tell if those are boos or if those are... Don't answer. You don't have to answer that.
When he spoke about rolling back federal regulation and turning control over to the states, lines that usually draw applause for him fell flat, or worse.
The states who understand their market much better than bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., design a program that...
Sullivan took questions for over an hour. Many were about proposed changes to the Affordable Care Act. Healthcare worker Sarah Stevens asked the senator how he expects Alaskans to bear the cost of giving birth if Congress allows insurers to drop maternity coverage.
Pregnancies. What I don't support is a federal government plan like you have under the Affordable Care Act that says to a 60-year-old male, you have to have insurance that covers maternity. It makes no sense, and that's why you have premiums spiking.
But isn't that just health insurance? I don't need prostate exams, but I pay into a health care plan.
The crowd frequently booed and held up red cards to show their disagreement.
But just to get it out in the system and get the biggest boo of the night, I am not supporting a single-payer health system.
Red cards also went up when Sullivan spoke of defunding Planned Parenthood and mentioned any of Trump's more controversial cabinet secretaries. Green cards appeared when Sullivan described Russia as an adversary and said Alaska's climate is changing. The crowd chanted yes or no when Sullivan did not give a simple answer to a question about his support for expanded Medicaid. The senator says he's focused on not pulling the rug out from current enrollees. Donna Marie is among the constituents who have been clamoring for months for a congressional town hall in Anchorage. At his request, she introduced Sullivan on the Bartlett stage, and she took it on herself to ask people to be respectful and avoid booing. She says it surprised her how one-sided the audience was.
I thought that the senator would have more conservative support in the crowd and more support for his views, but I didn't see more than three or four what I would call Trump administration supporters, and the rest of the crowd seemed overwhelmingly progressive.
Marie says Sullivan seemed to respond with good grace and humor, and she says it's understandable passions ran high among the audience.
Were they rude? Perhaps a little bit, but they weren't out of control, and it's not like they prevented the meeting from going on. There were, you know, they might have delayed for a couple of moments, but otherwise I thought that the audience reacted appropriately given the situation.
Marie says she's hoping Senator Lisa Murkowski or Congressman Don Young will appear at a town hall she's organizing at the end of the month. With help from Zachariah Hughes, I'm Liz Ruskin.
Sullivan, in a written statement today, said the Anchorage town hall was more raucous than his previous community outreach events, but he says he believes in listening to all Alaskans, regardless of party or ideology.